More than 5,300 people are now known to have died after the devastating floods in the Libyan city of Derna. That number could at least double, with 10,000 missing and fears that many people have been swept out to sea. Much of the coastal city remains underwater after two dams were burst by the floods last Sunday. One Derna native who has made his life in Ireland says many members of his extended family have perished. Dr. Fahim Buhatwa is a programme director at the Computing Faculty at Dublin's Griffith College. He spoke to us a short time ago.
Unfortunately, many of my relatives and cousins have perished with thousands of people. It took a long time to find out or reach the conclusion that, you know, of their situation. Unfortunately, when the storm hit, electric towers collapsed and there was no power and there's no communication, and it was very difficult to reach anybody, and we were able only to reach people outside the city. And there are some volunteers who ventured in and tried to get into the city and leave again to get a coverage area and maybe pass some of the information that was possible to pass. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people or relatives who are dead, and unfortunately, the news that comes out when they tell you, okay, this person has died, also his wife, also his five kids, and they're all gone, all in one go, and that's really the devastating news that you can hear. Entire families are wiped out, not just an individual or two.
People will have seen some of the pictures coming out of Derna, and just the scale of the devastation. Whole neighbourhoods, it seems, just swept away by these floods.
Yeah, there are at least five neighbourhoods in the city, five areas that are actually wiped out, and it must be big. The pressure, the size of the waves, the water that came in, the flooding that actually was capable and powerful enough to uproot buildings and houses and take them right in the middle of the night when people were asleep. And I know of buildings that there were a number of buildings there that I know they were 5-6 stories high, with maybe 5 apartments in each floor, like, and this whole entire building was actually, you know, uprooted, and maybe the foundation was pulled down and the whole building collapsed. And you could imagine there were people taking videos off the windows of those buildings before the collapse, you know, taking picture videos of the flooding outside, unknowing
and
that their time was coming a few seconds later.
And Dr. Fahim, the storm was forecast. It had hit Greece in previous days. Was there any warnings issued to people in Derna? Was there any attempt to evacuate people?
There wasn't. There was no evacuation as such. And I don't think anybody imagined that the devastation could reach this level. But I don't know how they were not, or they didn't know about the state of the dams that they were built up through from the town, that there are two dams built, and I don't know now. This is maybe for another day to investigate the actual causes and who was responsible or what could have been done.
And in terms of the immediate needs of those who've survived this, many of whom presumably have lost their homes, are you hearing that humanitarian aid is getting through? What's happening on the ground?
Well, the first 24 hours, there was no humanitarian aid by anybody. It was all, local people doing their best and volunteering to bring out the dead and save those who need saving. There are very few people who needed saving, as in the whole thing is so devastating. But there are people, they are homeless people, and they will be a requirement to hopefully restate them until their problems are sorted out. But there will be a need for fresh water, there'll be a need to clear up the bodies and bury the bodies before, in any any issues and problems develop further, a lot of help is required in so many directions.
Dr. Fahim Bouhatwa speaking to me earlier. Well, meanwhile, a consultant ophthalmologist who previously worked as a health minister in Libya has spoken of her devastation over what's happened in her home country. Dr. Fatima Hamrouche lives in Drogheda. She described the situation in the city and across Libya as shocking. She was speaking to our reporter, Laura Whelan.
It was devastating, and it's still, I can't get over it yet. And the number toll of deaths and devastation there is shocking. It's horrendous to even try to comprehend that. Just awful. Just too much to take. Of course, my first reaction was to check if my own family is alive, but they are in Benghazi and none of them has been affected. But I have friends whose families have been totally wiped off. None of them survived. It's one of my friends just said he was talking to, he's a doctor as well. He's talking to someone and he said they heard the dam exploding and they ran upstairs in their apartment complex and they could see the water running faster, rising faster than them. They barely managed to reach the roof. It's too much to hear. It's really heartbreaking. I just don't know how to take it still. I'm not able to. The country is really, because of the war, has really been completely run down. Libya is a rich country. If its resources are used to build the country or maintain it, none of this would have happened. Now people are asking just for bags where to put the dead bodies because they can't even have that at this stage. The one thing I can ask, if the Irish authorities can help in any way, in humanitarian aid, in, I don't know, really, I can't even ask for any specific thing. There are many ways to help.
That was Dr. Fatima Hamrouche speaking there to our reporter, Laura Whelan.